Welcome to the 50 and Fly podcast, a place for women over 40 who want to look awesome, feel awesome, and be awesome in their 50s and beyond. You will be inspired, empowered, and energized as we discuss the topics you need to have a healthier mind, body, and spirit. And now, here's your host, Miss 50 and Fly herself, Eugenie Burton.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 50 and Fly. So if you have subscribed to the podcast from my website, 50andfly.com, then there's a question on there, and that is, what would you like me to talk about? And I did get people asking me about exercise. So we're going to talk about exercise. We're not going to go too deep, but for those of you who may not have exercised for a little while and know they should but haven't, then this is for you. Now, the best way to start exercising is at home. It's free. You can exercise with just your body. You do not need any equipment. And it kind of just eliminates the embarrassment. It eliminates the, you know, I know people think that people are looking at them, which the truth is most people are looking at themselves. But it will help you to get into exercise, to start doing something and to build your confidence. Now, of course, you can just go walking, as long as you're walking at a good pace and for a decent amount of time or distance. But I'm going to take you through how you can actually work out at home and actually start to, you know, to do something. And this is if you haven't done anything before, or even if you have and you are exercising, these tips may help you just a little bit to, and you know, motivate you just a little bit. Okay, so before we start, if you have not exercised for a while, maybe before the lockdown, which is like, what, a year ago, then what I want you to do is just have a sign off from your GP, your doctor, your medical professional, that it's okay for you to exercise. Make sure you take it easy to start and just listen to your body. So let's get going with number one. Prepare your mindset. Now, it's so important for you to think of exercise as it's just something that you do. It's just part of who you are. It's not like external to you. It's not, oh, exercise, that thing, I have to build up my courage to go and do it. It's like, you know, the same way that you brush your teeth every morning and night, the same way you exercise. It's just part of what you do. It's part of your daily routine. And you can think of it like this. If you have to work, you may not feel like working one day and think, oh, just can't be bothered. I want to have a duvet day, but you can't. You have to get up. And even if you're working from home and you just drag yourself straight into to your desk, or you have to go into the office or into your workplace, you have to do it and you have to get there on time. And it's the same thing with your exercise. That's how I want you to look at your exercise. Like, you just have to do it. You have to wake up in the morning and you have to get your exercise done. Okay? It's just something that you do. And also with preparing your mindset, think about what you want to achieve from your exercising. Do you just want fitness? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to fit in a new outfit? Have that as a goal, as your vision, as something for you to aim towards and to keep you motivated and to keep you going. Number two, decide where and when to exercise. Now, you're at home and no one knows your home like you. So designate an area in your home for exercise. It doesn't have to be that big. You could just use, like, this, you know, get to a little area, can you put your arms out and round, you know, like you did at school when you're lining up? And that's all you need, really. If you have a mat or if you want to invest in a mat, make sure that it's thick enough that you're not going to be still feeling the floor through the mat. But use that as a space to mark out your area, okay? If you can't keep it out, then you can always roll it up. But you know that that is your exercise area. It could be in the lounge, it could be in your bedroom, it could be in the kitchen, it could be in the garden, it could be even in the shed. But make sure that you designate an area and go back to that same spot. And every time you exercise there, you are building a mind connection, a connection with that spot in your mind, and you will start seeing that spot as a place to exercise. And it will, tell you, this happened with me as well. It will happen that it will just reduce that blocks that you get to not exercising, because you'll see that space, you associate it with exercise, and you will want to exercise. Okay. And, you know, it just makes it easy for you to start as well. Now, in terms of when, mornings really are the best time to exercise, both physiologically, but also once you've done it, it's out of your head. You don't always have to be thinking all day, I've got to exercise, got to exercise, got to exercise. And when it comes to the exercise, you're too tired to do it. Get it out of the way in the morning, be consistent with it, and you will be able to fit it in. And it also may mean that, you know, you have to put maybe a chair or something or your wheelchair in front of the TV, and that is your spot. And that, during your favorite TV show, is when you're going to exercise. It could even be the computer. Anywhere, if you're going to do exercise videos, that you can watch it, that is, and do it, not just watch, that is your spot. And also designate as well a certain time. Number three, now make sure that when you are going to exercise that you're wearing suitable and appropriate clothing and footwear, okay, and make it comfortable as well. Now, the beauty of working out at home is that you can go and do it in anything if you want, naked if that's your thing. But you know, you could do it in your pajamas if they're going straight into the laundry basket afterwards. You can, you know, do it in anything, right? Just be comfortable and just make sure that you can move your arms up. You can bend your knees and also have suitable footwear as well. Now, you may be good, your legs may be good, but you just don't really want to start running up and down barefoot if you haven't exercised for a while, okay? Because everything's going to be tight. So whether you get a new pair of sneakers or you designate a pair of sneakers that you have and, you know, you wash them to make sure that they're clean, and these are the ones that you use in your home. Okay, you can invest in some new ones just for indoor workouts, which maybe have a softer sole. But if you do that, make sure that you put them by your designated area so there's no excuse. Okay, and also it's easy to find them there, right? Number four, this is so key. Find an activity or an exercise that you enjoy. Now, yes, many of us enjoy walking, and obviously you're ticking boxes when you walk. You're getting the fresh air, potentially getting sunshine, and just that feeling of being outside, particularly in nature, is going to make you feel better, and also it's going to make your brain work much better as well. But if you don't want to go outside, then you can find something that you can do indoors. It could be that you just put on your favorite music and you dance, right? But you have to dance for a whole song, right? And this is good if you're just starting. You could just dance for one song and then that's it. Or you can have like a whole playlist and dance throughout the whole playlist. Just go crazy, right? And that's a great way to start, and it's lots of fun. And you know that saying, dance like nobody's watching. You can also try the whole range of online classes as well. There's online workouts as well, and you can also play sport. Now, depending on what you like, will depend on what you do. Obviously, if you like to be outdoors, then maybe it's about the park or going walking. If you don't mind not being outside, then maybe, you know, like I said, dance or strength workouts. You might like circuit style workouts. You maybe just want to sit in the chair and do chair exercises. You could be something like Pilates, but find something that you like, even sport, and something that actually you enjoy. Because so many times people are like, I hate exercise, but you're not doing something that you love. So find something that you love, okay? And also make a note after each workout, after each session, of the things that you liked, the exercises that you liked, and write them down, and then they will form like your workouts going forward of all the things that you enjoy. So you actually start enjoying exercise. Now, some of you know, I'm a Zumba teacher. Zumba is one of those things which is so enjoyable as long as you have the right instructor. And, you know, I'll just say there are Zumba workouts online. I think I have some on there as well. But it's something that you can do where you just think, I really enjoyed that, but you get a really good workout from it as well. So remember, if you're just starting, start slow. Just think about movement. Don't necessarily think about, right, I've got to get those abs, I've got to get this, I've got to get that, right? Because some of those exercises that you do, that you're doing, are actually working those muscles as well. So just keep going. The key here is consistency. Right, number five, decide if you want to use equipment or just your body weight. Now, you know that we have amazing bodies, right? We can actually get strong and fit without any equipment at all because, you know, we every single day on our daily activities, we're using our muscles. If we didn't use our muscles, we would just like probably be a heap on the floor. Actually, no, because we do have our bones to keep us upright. But, you know, you don't need a gym membership to be healthy, okay? All you need to do is use your body and just search body weight exercises. And you will find loads, whether you're using an app or on YouTube. Now, if you do want to buy some equipment, then I would say a mat at the very least, then you can do some floor work. But you can also buy things like resistance bands. You can get those from Sports Direct. I don't know if I should be saying shops. TK Maxx, either way, they're closed now anyway, right? They'll be opening soon. And obviously Amazon, you can just get one online and get a set so you've got different range of strengths. And skipping ropes are brilliant as well. And also these things are great to travel with. So when you get to travel again, you can take them with you and work out in the hotel or wherever you are. Then you can also invest in dumbbells. But if you are getting dumbbells, just be aware that if you're going to get something like 0.25 kg, they're going to be so light and you will outgrow them really, really quickly. So I would say go with 1.5 at a minimum. Okay, because at least then you can move your arms and while you're dancing or something, and then go up from there. Because what you want to do is push your muscles to actually get stronger. And so you do need to challenge your body. Kettlebells is something else you could use. And then you've got the exercise balls, you know, the big ones that you pump up, you can sit on. You can get a fitness step, which are great. If any of you remember step classes, step aerobics, I used to love teaching that. You can sit on it, you can lie on it, you can step up and down on it, you can do lots of different exercises on it. And, you know, if you do want to splash out on one, then really good to get. But if you do want to sit and lie on it, then you need to get one that's long enough for you to do that. one of the things that I invested in, well, no, actually, my husband bought it for me. And I'll tell you the story about that another time, but a rebounder or a mini trampoline, a round one. This will help you to lose weight. And also, it's better than running out on the road. No, you're not going anywhere, but you are protecting your joints. So you can go on there. You don't have to jump, but you can just like run on it, lifting your knees up and down. It's great for the core. Get your heart rate pumping. And if you do it correctly, then you can certainly lose weight with it. And I have done it. So I know what I'm talking about here. Okay, let's move on to number six, which is plan your workouts. Now, if you've ever like been to a gym and not known what to do, or you know, I see people do this all the time. They just go and wander from one piece of equipment to another one. It's not even related, and they just go with whatever's free. And you know, you're just meandering, and you are not really doing your body any favors. You're not focusing on areas and really working on those areas to get the results. So what's that saying? If you fail to plan, you will plan to fail. It's so important to plan your workout so you know exactly what you're doing. Now, it's not actually that complicated, to be honest. Individual workouts become an exercise program, okay? And you just plan what you're going to do each week, making sure that you don't do the same thing all the time, and incorporate your rest days as well. And those rest days are not only when you're not doing anything at all, but also it can be maybe if you start with your upper body, you can do your lower body the next day because you're resting your upper body because you're doing your lower body. Hopefully that makes sense. So decide which body part you will work each day, and how long will the session be is something else that you need to plan. Okay, so if you're doing something that's already worked out and it's just like a 35-minute workout that you found on YouTube or something that you bought, then great, you know your session's going to be 35 minutes. You don't even have to plan it, the session that is, but you do have to plan it in your week. What kind of workout are you going to do on Monday? What kind of workout are you going to do on Tuesday or Wednesday? So you're not doing the same workout every day. Even if you love it, you've got to do different types of workouts. So you got your upper body, you got your lower body, you got your core, but also you have to work some cardio, okay? And focus again on flexibility as well. Decide if you're going to have music or no music. If you are going to have music, create your playlist and make sure that it works. There's nothing worse with having music that's either too fast for the exercises you're doing or too slow, okay? And don't forget your rest days, and plan your activity that you're going to do when you're not exercising. So it could be that, okay, I'm going to do a workout on Monday, on Tuesday I'm going to do gardening, or workout on Wednesday, Thursday I'm going to go for a walk. And put your workouts up on the wall, or put them in a diary, put them somewhere so you don't have to be thinking about and remembering and wasting your time thinking, oh, what did I say I was going to do today? It's all there for you, sorted. Okay. Now, number seven, find an accountability partner or a workout partner. Now, this is really important step as well, particularly when you're starting out and you could be all excited and motivated, but it can go real quick. But if you have somebody that's working out with you, you're working and encouraging each other. And if you have somebody that's holding you accountable, that could mean somebody just calls you up and says, did you work out today? Or don't forget to work out. In a text or something like that, then that's going to encourage you again to keep going. Now, you can use Zoom, you can use FaceTime, you can use WhatsApp video calling or anything out there where you can work out together with somebody else. and set a designated time of when you're going to work out. Say to your friend, call me at 7:30 and make sure I'm working out, or remind me and check on me because I will do it, or stay there with me while I'm working out, or work out with me. So you have somebody that's kind of holding your hand through it. And make sure that you choose someone who has your best interests at heart. Make sure that they want you to win and they are your personal and committed to be your personal cheerleader. It's so important that the person that you choose is actually wants you to win. Now, if you want some more support or you don't have anyone to be your personal cheerleader, then email me at fly@15fly.com and just put cheerleader in the subject and just say to me, will you be my cheerleader? And I'll send something out to you where I can help you. I will hold you accountable and we'll get other people to hold you accountable as well to make sure that you get your workout done. Right, number 8, add variety to your workouts. I've said this earlier, don't do the same thing all the time. Your body will just get used to it and you know, eventually you just won't reap the benefits of it. You'll reach that plateau and wonder why you're doing the same thing, but you're not getting the same results. Exercise, it needs to be progressive. Okay, so try and change your workouts every like 4 weeks, and you can do different things to change your workout. So you can increase the intensity or how hard it's going to be. You can vary the speed of your workouts. You can do different exercises. You can change the whole type of workout or class altogether. You can, if you're walking outside, you can change your walking route, go somewhere where there's a few more hills maybe. If you find that you're doing your walk quicker, then go for longer. Okay, add an extra training day to your week as well. If you're used to doing 3 times a week, go 4. And make sure, you know, you just keep it fresh. Because if you keep it fresh and you keep it varied, it's going to keep you motivated. Nearly there. Number 9, be more active. And I'm talking just generally. Don't just sit at home watching the TV or mindlessly scrolling through social media, or just sitting at your laptop doing nothing. Obviously, if you're working, then that's different. But get up and do something. It could be, and this is, I'm talking about things that keep you active. It could be the housework. It could be gardening. You could be fixing something that's broken. Just doing odd jobs around the house. You know, the ones that you meant to do years ago. Just be active in everything that you do. I guess what I'm saying is don't be lazy. It's so easy to be like to say things like, oh, can't be bothered. Now, if you are generally tired, you've worked hard, looking after the kids, all of that, then that's fine. Have your self-care evening and chill out. But if it is a day off from exercising, try and be active, even if it's just a walk around the block. Get it done and keep your body moving. I mean, I admit I used to do this. But we need to stop sending our kids for things, right? Get up and go and get it ourselves, okay? And don't forget, you can go for a bike ride or you can drive somewhere and go for a walk. You don't have to just stay still. Leave the car at home and walk, okay? Try and be more active just in your daily life anyway. And finally, number 10, and this is probably the most important of all, particularly when you're starting and you're trying to make it a habit. Be consistent. Consistency is the key. So you know exactly what to do. I just told you. And you know how you're going to do it as well. I told you that as well. Now, remember, you can buy all the fancy equipment, get the latest fitness wear, you can look the business, But if you don't do the work and continue to do the work, then you're going to find yourself in the same position that you are in now. And if that's not the place that you want to be in, then you need to take action. It's about breaking those bad habits and creating good ones. And those good habits are going to keep you consistent. So there are my 10 steps. And I want to know how you're doing. And if any of these steps resonated with you, if you thought, that's what's missing, and you implemented it, send me an email, fly15fly.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast. And when I send out the email, you can just reply straight to me. But remember, if you do want to have an accountability partner and maybe join one of my accountability groups, I'm there just to help you and to hold you accountable and make sure that each week you are getting your goals done. Now, it doesn't just have to be exercise, it could be any goal, but just reach out to me and we can talk about that and hopefully see if I can help you to be your cheerleader, your personal cheerleader, and get it done. Okay, so one more thing to say, and this is like key. Just do it. See you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on 50 and Fly. Make sure to visit our website, 15fly.com, where you can subscribe to the show and catch up on all those episodes you missed. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, via RSS, or on any of your favorite podcast apps. There's no need to you ever missing a show. While you're at it, if you found value today, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, or you could simply tell a friend about the show and get them to tune in too. That would really help me out. Now, if you resonated with the show and would like to work with me to help you be 50 and fly, then please send me a DM on social media or send me an email, but go to my website, 15fly.com, for ways to get in touch with me. I would love to speak with you. So be sure to tune in for our next episode. And remember, you are only halfway through. So live your life without limits. See you next time.